Hackers tried a backdoor Injective's NPM package to steal wallet keys. Attackers tried to plant malicious code inside an Injective NPM package in an attempt to steal wallet private keys, according to a July 10, 2026 alert from Cointelegraph. The backdoor was aimed at developers building on Injective, and by extension, the funds those developers and their users control. INJ traded without a sharp reaction to the news, and the broader market held steady, with Bitcoin at 63,9129, 1.4% on the day, and Ether at 1771, 0.9% as of July 10, 2026. The target here is not a smart contract or an exchange hot wallet. It is the software supply chain, the packages developers pull in automatically when they build an app. The attack aimed at code, not contracts. NPM is the package registry most JavaScript and TypeScript projects depend on. A single project can pull in hundreds of packages, and each of those can pull in more. When an attacker gets malicious code into a widely used package, that code runs on every machine that installs it, often with the same permissions as the developer. In this case, the goal was private key theft. A backdoored package can scan a developer's environment for wallet files, environment variables, or seed phrases, then quietly send them to an attacker-controlled server. If a compromised build later ships to end users, the same key-stealing logic can ride along into production. The Injective report describes an attempt targeting INJ holders and the tooling around the chain. Supply chain attacks work because they exploit trust that is already granted. Developers rarely read the source of every dependency they install, and automated build systems install whatever version a config file points to. A poisoned update can reach thousands of machines before anyone notices something is wrong, a pattern the industry keeps repeating. This is not a one-off. Package registries have become a favored path into crypto wallets precisely because so much of the ecosystem runs on open-source JavaScript. Earlier this year, a seed phrase handling flaw in one library led to wallets being drained, as documented in the Illbloom seed flaw that exposed 2,114 wallets. Attackers have also moved downstream to individual users, as seen when a single malicious token approval drained $9,999,999 in USDT from one wallet. The common thread is that the private key is the prize, and the attack surface keeps widening. A wallet does not need to be hacked directly if the tools that touch it can be poisoned upstream. For a chain like Injective, which leans on a developer ecosystem to grow, tampered tooling is a way to reach many wallets through a single point of failure. Injective's team catching the attempt is the good outcome. The registries, maintainers, and security firms that monitor for this kind of tampering are the reason many of these attempts get flagged before they cause mass losses. The bad outcome is the one that goes unnoticed for weeks. Practical defense for developers and holders? For developers, a few habits cut the risk sharply. Pin dependency versions instead of auto-updating to the latest release. Review changes to lock files before merging. Run builds in isolated environments that never hold signing keys. Never place a seed phrase or a private key in an environment variable or a plain text file on a machine that installs third-party packages. For everyday holders, the exposure is more indirect but still real because a compromised app can move funds without a phishing prompt. Hardware wallets help because the private key never leaves the device, so a poisoned package on a laptop cannot read it. This is the core argument for spending from your own hardware-secured wallet rather than trusting a key that sits on a general-purpose computer. Cards and apps that keep signing on a dedicated secure element, rather than in browser or desktop memory, raise the bar an attacker has to clear. Custodial products shift this risk in a different direction. A custodial crypto card provider holds the keys for you, so a poisoned NPM package on your own laptop cannot drain the account, but you inherit counterparty risk instead. If the provider is compromised or becomes insolvent, your balance can be frozen or lost. Neither model removes risk. They relocate it.